My name's Bryce Mills. Thanks for hanging out here on 2SER. And you know, it's officially mosquito season, right? Apparently it's November to April, and you might be someone that, I don't know, do you feel like you get targeted by mosquitoes? Do you feel like maybe you cop it a little bit more than your friends? Because there could be a scientific reason behind it. Dr. Cameron Webb is literally a mosquito researcher at New South Wales Health Pathology. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. Cameron, hey, look, who are the people that should be feeling like they are targeted by mosquitoes? What do mosquitoes love?
Yeah, look, mosquitoes love blood, and unfortunately, we all provide that to the mosquitoes. So it's only the female mosquito that bites, and she needs that energy hit from the blood to develop her eggs. So she's out looking for blood, usually in the afternoon and in the evening, and even though she will bite a range of other animals, they certainly will bite people if they're given the opportunity. So as we're starting to spend more time outside with the warm weather, we're unfortunately being exposed to the mosquitoes. And particularly after all this rain we've had around Sydney over the last month or so, the warm weather's arrived and the mosquitoes haven't been very far behind. And so you'll certainly notice them out and about. Now, we know that the mosquitoes are attracted to people who are breathing out carbon dioxide. We all do that. But they're also responding to the smell of our skin. And that smell that is produced by bacteria on our skin, the chemicals we sweat out, there's about 300 or 400 chemical compounds that create those smells. Some of them attract mosquitoes. Some of them actually repel mosquitoes. But unfortunately, if you're unlucky enough to have some of those smells that mosquitoes love, you're going to be targeted more by the mozzies than your friends or family.
Right. And is that something I can control? Like if I'm thinking, hey, I might spritz on a little different cologne and see what happens. Does that interfere with it? Or is it just it's your natural, like almost, I don't know, pheromones or something that attract them?
Yeah, look, it's almost intrinsically linked to your genetics in some respects, and there's not much you can do about it. There's certainly, you can use insect repellents, so repellents that you buy at the local supermarket or pharmacy that contain things like DEET or picaridin or oil of lemon eucalyptus. They're pretty effective at stopping mosquito bites if you apply it as a nice even coat over all exposed areas of skin. But I know people don't like to use topical repellents on their skin during summer when it's nice and hot. But unfortunately, any of the other options don't work. So things like wristbands and patches don't work.
Really?
Eating
bananas and stuff, isn't that like one of the old wives' tales?
Yeah, unfortunately with bananas, half the people I speak to think that eating bananas will keep mosquitoes away.
Oh.
The other half of the people think eating bananas attracts mosquitoes. So unfortunately, there's no evidence that anything that you can eat or drink will stop you being bitten by mosquitoes. And that would be a great if we all had a mosquito repellent kind of peel or something we could swallow each day, but that's not the case. So we can't rely on all of these urban myths about food and drink that can be keeping mosquitoes away. Well, unfortunately, we've got to reach for those repellent formulations that probably should be a kind of normal part of our summer in Australia.
Right. And does your research cover any of the relief techniques once you do get attacked by these mosquitoes?
Yeah, so a lot of people will vary in the degree to which they react. And so you're reacting to the saliva that a mozzie spits in when she starts to feed. And so in the same way we react to all other types of allergens, so things like chemicals and food allergens, we all react a little bit differently to mozzie spit. And for those of you listeners that really react very badly, there's not a lot that you can do. The best option, put on a bit of a cold pack that will relieve some of the swelling and a little bit of itchiness. You can use some of the anti-itch creams that you get from the local pharmacy. That can help as well. But the other thing to make sure of, and particularly if you're looking after young kids who will scratch at those bite sites, is that if you break the skin, you then can get a bit of a secondary infection and then it can become even more nasty. So make sure you keep the itchy bites kind of clean and use a bit of disinfectant on them, particularly for the young kids.
Man, oh man. So it looks like you're just born with it. If the mosquitoes love you, then you're just going to have to cop it this summer. Dr. Webb.
That's the way.
Thanks for the insights. I mean, not exactly. It's almost making me feel a little bit helpless, but at least we have the facts now, so that's good.
No problem at all. Well, I hope those tips have helped keep you at least a little bit bite-free over the next few months.
Absolutely. Thanks, mate. Catch you later.
Thanks, Bryce.